Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Musafir Effendi, may he be showered in the never-ending blessings of the greatest divine pleasure and love, came to the West wearing the glorious crown of La ilaha illallah Muhammad Rasulallah, bringing us the truth of the one source, the one essence of being, radiating through the infinite different prisms of the most beautiful names, manifesting as infinite beautiful forms, radiating and filling and overwhelming all creation with boundless love, revealing its own heart as Muhammad, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, taslima, Muhammad the first light, Muhammad divine compassion and love, Muhammad the complete humanity, perfect humanity, Muhammad the caretaker of the ocean of love, dweller in the bridal chamber of love, saki of the wine of love, leader of the caravan of lovers, refuge of the lovers, the one who serves every creature most attentively, Al-Shafi, the greatest intercessor before the Sultan of all the worlds, Al-Amin, the trustworthy, the most reliable guide on the path of return into the heart. We approach the beloved Allah of Allah on this his lunar birthday on earth with La ilaha illallah Muhammad Rasulallah, with salawats of praise and prayer, with hearts refined, hearts humbled, hearts exalted, hearts turning around and around in the hand of the All-Merciful. There is no approach into the inner mystery of love called Muhammad with arrogance or rationality. Arrogance or feeling too stiff to prostrate our minds into this mystery will make us like the fly in the puddle of piss evoked by Rumi, the fly which imagines it is a great captain on the ocean that reaches to the end of the universe. That is the rational mind when it imagines it can comprehend and define the truth, the mystery of being, too obscure to see that it is through the most intimate love that the One expresses itself, and through radical nearness in which the human reality merges into divine reality, the human form into the divine form. In this tradition, we say that the soul of Muhammad, peace be upon him, is the clear mirror for this astonishing mystery to be revealed. By gazing into that mirror, by loving the messenger and beloved of Allah, by honoring his noble reality, we come to see that truth in ourselves. Muhammad, peace be upon him, is our way to the truth. That is why he is called by Sheikh Noor, may Allah immerse him in great mercy and Gnostic ecstasy, the distributor of the light of prophecy into all hearts. For through him we come to see and be the truth. On this path, until we love the Prophet more than ourselves and our dearest beloveds, we have not attained the fullest reality and the most radiant love. Sheikh Noor has beautifully explained this apparent paradox in the chapter called Love for the Prophet of Allah in the Atom of the Sun of Knowledge. Love for the Messenger is the way to awaken to the crown of creation, to the true humanity within all persons. To love Muhammad intensely, even above the mystic sheikhs who inherit the spiritual wealth and beauty of the Prophet, lifts one into perfection. That's Sheikh Noor. All of the great messengers, men and women, sent by Allah to guide the soul safely back into the source are these mirrors of perfect reality and perfect love. Each one has brought a path to truth, and each is entrusted with the caretaking of the precious human heart. This is the Quranic message. This is the Quran. The faithful ones make no distinction among the messengers of divine love. And in other passages, the Quran warns against separating the messengers into sects. However, in this mystic tradition, we say, following the teaching of the Blessed Messenger himself, that the light of Muhammad, may divine love flood his boundless heart in endless peace, is the light of all the messengers. His light is the first to appear from pure essence of being. His light cries out, La ilaha illallah, prior to creation, prior to the throne and the footstool and the seven heavens, prior to all angelic beings, subtle beings, human beings, and all 18,000 wondrous universes. From his light, the Nur Muhammad, everything is continuously created. He who never spoke an untruth called himself the master of humanity and subtle beings on the day of awakening. That is why we address him as Sayyid al-Mursaleen, master of those sent to guide, and Sayyid al-Awaleen wal-Ahireen, master of those who come first and those who come last, meaning that everything in creation is taking guidance and intercession from him. He is the owner of the Maqam al-Mahmud, the praiseworthy station and the station of universal and perfect praise. He is the complete manifestation of the teachings of all the messengers. He is the living Quran. In his light is gathered all the words of creation, all revelations, all expressions, all wisdoms, because all arise from his light and return to wholeness in his light. The light of Muhammad, Nur Muhammad, is the revealer of every reality, the explanation of every affair, the happiness of every creature. His light reveals and fulfills the divine reality of every being. In his light, nothing is extinguished. No soul of any messenger or prophet or saint is displaced or veiled. No human or subtle being is discarded. No creature is left out. In the Nur Muhammad, all beings are revealed as divine truth, and each has its eternal reality and station. Each is necessary and beloved. Everything subsists in perfection and love, in the all-merciful gaze of Allah, which is the Nur Muhammad, perfect subsistence in Allah's love. We can only approach this great mystery through love. Hearts humbled, hearts exalted in love, bodies and bones melted, minds bewildered, intoning La ilaha illallah, Muhammad Rasulallah continuously. These are the lovers of love who will attain the fullness of love and complete divine pleasure. We stand together with Pir Nuruddin Jarahi, Mevlana Jalaluddin Rumi, and all the peers, may Allah sanctify their secrets, with Sheikh Musafir Ashqi al-Aziz, Sheikh Nur al-Anwar al-Malik, and with all the noble sheikhs, may Allah immerse them in divine mercy. And we invoke sweet blessings upon the Blessed One in the inspired words of Nur. To be drawn into the light of Allah and not be blinded, O brothers and sisters, repeat with longing and with love. Heartfelt and profound greetings to your sublime soul, O incomparable Prophet and uniquely beloved one of Allah. As-salatu as-salamu alayka ya Rasulallah. As-salatu as-salamu alayka ya Habiballah. May the fragrance of Muhammad become our very breath.